workouts.
Oh, you get a kick out of him.
Was he raised around here?
Yeah, he's third generation, as a matter of fact.
Oh, well, I didn't know. I think his dad works at the post office, but I didn't really know him or anything. Oh, he's a mess. Well, that's good, man.
The blacks mostly use his what you wear?
There's another one here, and the competition's hot and heavy.
You know? Yeah.
Oh, they fight over bodies sometimes. We can actually go to court over. And so, he's probably got more of the business than the other one. The other one is Strickland. And in the past, they were the black leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think he's really hurt their business. I think he does quite a bit more.
He has an unusual first name on it.
I don't know where in the world they came up with that.
It was on his nameplate on his desk. It was C-U-B-I-E-R. That was the first for me. I never heard of that.
I'll tell you what. You'd be surprised. Black folks, they go down how many and spell it four or five different ways. They have different on the driver's license, different on the Social Security card, and different on their birth certificate if they have one.
Is that for problems with your legal documents, that sort of thing? Do you have to include them all? Or?
Oh, not very much. Well, try to, like, make a will, get the name that they're known by.
Yes.
Usually, it doesn't really matter as long as you've got something that you can, identify. But I've seen them before, black ones. There'll be two brothers named Jimmy. No middle name or anything. They're both Jimmy or both James or both Charles. And of course, that's just, it's an impossible thing.
That's against the postal people coming to it.
Oh, good grief, yeah. I'm sure it does. But if they come to court, those names.
Yeah.
Oh, there's some dillies down there.
Now, the first person I interviewed for this project was an old black man. His name is General.
General?
Yeah,
there's several generals around.
Seven?
There's one month from name Early. The last name Early is his given name.
Is that a whiskey name, Early?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's his only name.
Yeah.
And the reason I thought of it, I saw one of them on the docket last week for a speeding ticket or something. My sister called him. That number on there, two old Florida boys that were twins named Huntley and Brinkley. So we always remember them,
Yeah.
And that guy that comes to court with, there was John Wayne and Denny Cross. You remember Denny Cross on the television? You know him from Birmingham. Where'd you go up?
Detroit.
Detroit. Right. Probably didn't get Birmingham, but Denny Cross was on there.
Was it a local?
Oh, yeah, just a local cartoon show or something like that. When a kid, everybody watched Denny Cross.
I get a kick out of those names that, Faulkner dreamed up for some of the Snopes characters like Montgomery Ward.
Yeah.
That's worth it. Oh, Kennedy, I was asking you about the land, and you're telling me about meadow, and that wasn't used too much around this part of the
country. No, I don't think so.
What about a piece of land that's not used for much of anything because it has water standing on it all the time, and got, trees and bushes growing in it?
That's small.
Yeah. Would people around here ever use the word marsh for
any kind of thing? No, I don't think so. I don't think they would.
Do you have a name for the land around the ocean, right on the edge of the water where you might have some sort of growth, weeds, or something growing out of it?
I think that'd be a marsh.
That would be a marsh. Okay.
I always think a marsh would be a salt water.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's...
Sure, some people do. All right. What about, talking about the land around here, different types of soil, nothing technical, just depending on whether it has a lot of sand in it or clay, something like that. What do you have around here?
Mostly clay. Mm-hmm. Mostly red clay. Especially in Clay County.
Makes sense.
But it's red, they got, it's red mud over there. They're so famous for growing watermelon.
Mm-hmm. You know the word loam or...
I know it, but it's hardly ever used. I always think of loam as being